What I wanted to talk about real quick is something that I think I didn't necessarily do very well in my undergrad. I think I had a desire to, but I want to encourage you as you are looking at, it's hard to see right now because you're busy and you're thinking of all the things you need to be doing. James brought his homework. He was studying up to the last second. He's not studying now. Appreciate that. Take a little break, you know. Life of an engineer right there. But your break is coming very quickly. And my prayer and the staff and all of us, I would love for you to have a break that you spent well and had, you could come back and say, man, that was a successful break. Because I look back at my breaks, you know, and we're looking at your 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, I don't know. I had all good intentions, not always all good intentions. At some point I started getting good intentions in my undergrad and, was like, I want to go home and I want to spend time with God. I don't know about you, but sometimes, vacation means sweet. I sleep in and I get lazy. That's not bad things. But what happens, I somehow, in the mix-up, I take a vacation from Jesus at the same time. It sneaks in so easily. And next thing you know, it's like, wow, 7 days have gone by and I haven't even cracked open the Bible. I've watched a lot of TV or fill in the blank for whatever it's for you. And I haven't cracked open the Bible. Wow. Now, God's not like mad at you. Your salvation is not in question. But man, we miss out on some things if we some good things. And my hope, my prayer is that your semester or your break would be spent well and successful. And you have to have a plan. Okay, what am I going to do when I go home? Because you've heard the saying, if you fail to plan, wait, you plan to fail. Yeah, whatever. How's it say? Someone, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. There it is. Yes. So if you're not going home thinking about it, at some point before it's all over, it's going to pass by so quickly. I mean, just when you think about the semester, you're like, are you kidding me? Finals already here? That's passed by. Think about 2.5 weeks. It's gone before you know it. And my prayer is that you would have a successful break. And I want to share what I think a successful break would look like, what the end result would be. And what I want to do is, I'll go to John 15. Let's open to John 15 if you have your Bibles. All right, John 15, I'm going to start in verse 1. I'm just going to read for a little bit. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. For anything does not abide in me, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Let me pray. Father, I just thank you for your word that you've spoken to us, that you want to make yourself known. I think of just some of the songs we sung, Lord, that you reign and we can rest, that you are God who is in control. We thank you that you are the cure, or that we're secure. I pray that you would illuminate your scriptures through your Holy Spirit right now, Lord, in our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would give us just ears to hear what you would have to say. Lord, I pray I'd speak what you would want me to speak, and that it would be honoring to you. And we just worship you, God, as the one true King. Amidst all the busyness, Lord, we say you reign. Amen. The reason kind of went to John 15 is me and Nikki have been trying to memorize. Nikki's much better than I am. Memorize John 15, starting that up. And it is a great chapter to memorize, to think on. And so we've been doing that. And so it was on my mind. So I was like, when I was thinking about what to share, I was like, got to share out John 15. So I've been thinking about it a lot. Especially when it's thinking about your break, I think this is a great verse, or a great chunk of verses. Obviously, this is significant. Jesus is at the end of his life. It's the last night with the disciples. And it's one of the last things he talks about. And it's a lot, this theme that he's talking about. And you see it, this word abide. And I'm going to come back to that. Because what I want to do is, my prayer is, I think a successful break, these two things would happen. And it's in verses 11 and verses 8. And the first, I want to, verse 8 says, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. I think you have a successful break if you go home and glorify God. There is nothing greater you can do. We just sung a song about glorifying God's name. So if you went home, came back, and God was glorified at some point with your time, what a well-spent break. I mean, that'd be awesome. You say, someone gave glory to God, and you felt like, man, I just honored God when I was home. That was great. That would be a successful break. Verse 11, it's another one. And this is, I think, something that obviously glorifying God is great and satisfying. But here's something that I would pray also for you. It says, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. If you went home and glorified God and came back and said, I am full of joy. Wow, what a great break. That'd be awesome. That'd be exciting. If you're anything like me in your undergrad, that's going to be a struggle because there's things waiting at home. I don't know all your situations. Families, friends, I mean, all kinds of things. I mean, I know for me, the struggle was I go home and be lazy, especially my undergrad. It was, I have a lot of free time on my hands, and that just was not good with purity. Just like, TV's in front of you, and there's nothing really good on TV these days. And so I would struggle at home to glorify God. And so I'd come home usually like, man, I wasted my break, and I'm pretty discouraged. And I just did 2.5 weeks off. Why am I tired coming into a new semester? And it wasn't always that way. And it doesn't change much now. Now, I don't know about you, so you think, okay, I'm going home. Me and Nikki, we're 29. We go home and we revert back to being like 14-year-olds. We're like, we start complaining. We start saying, Mom, blah, blah, blah's doing this. They won't turn off the TV. It's too loud. You know, you start complaining. You start fighting with your siblings. I mean, maybe you're not like me, but I'm assuming some of you are like us. Kara can attest to this, my little sister. She got along with all of us. She was the peacemaker. No, you and Hope fought a lot, didn't you? Never mind. I was a little old for when it got like that. But you go home, and so we're 29. And we go home, the tendencies are still the same. It's not much easier. Just you got two of you, and then we have a little kid. So we go home, we got a baby, and then we're going to be even more selfish. I'm like, someone take care of the baby that's crying, And the great thing is you got grandparents that want to hang out with the baby, you know, and so that is nice. Thanksgiving was kind of tough. Emily slept in our bedroom, and she didn't know it for about 2 days, but third day she found out. And so we'd be up to like 1 a.m. with the family. Then Emily wakes up at 6:30 in the morning and like peeks out and starts like looking at us and smiling, which is adorable. So you have to get up. So it was like running off 5 hours of sleep, and it was tough. And made us want to complain even more. Maybe you're not like me. Maybe you don't complain. Maybe you go home. You have a great attitude. You spend all your time with God, and that's just easy. I would assume it's not like that. And my hope is that you would go home and glorify God and say, man, I'm full of joy after that break. And that was great. I'm not saying you're not going to have little hiccups. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I know what it's like to not have a successful break. And it's just not the greatest way to start the semester. So my prayer is that you would go home well. So the key, the secret ingredient to this successful break is the word we see throughout John 15, the very beginning. This word abide. The NIV uses remain. And we get abide, we get our word abode, a home. The idea behind abide is to make one's home with, to remain in. The visual here of a branch in a tree or a vine, you know that's where a branch is supposed to be. If it's not, it's going to die. You know, that's the imagery we have here, is that a branch needs something to sustain it. And so some of my breaks, I'd go home and I'd abide on the bed and watching TV and complaining and living the way I thought I wanted to, I did want to. but in my heart, man, I wanted so much more. I want to think on for a little bit. Anyway, I've been really trying to meditate on this word, abide. What's it mean to abide? What does it look like to abide? Just kind of like thinking, because I've been memorizing and I'm just like thinking on it a lot. Me and Nikki were talking about it a little bit more this afternoon when I was going over this talk. And I think in our past, now I'm going to mention this very thing in a minute, but in our past, we always assumed abide meant, I just spend time with God in the morning, and I'm abiding in Christ. Abiding is much, much more than that. It's not an event where, I spent time in prayer, and I spent time in the Bible, and now I abide in Christ. Check, that's the event. No, abiding is the mindset. It's your heart is in a disposition of connecting and making your home in Christ. Now, the beauty is, and it says in verse 13 there, Jesus is talking to disciples. He's like, you're okay. You know, like some of this work, you see some of these things like if a branch isn't connected or abiding, it's like taken up, thrown in the fire. And that's kind of scary stuff. You're like, I don't know if I abide all the time. Do I get? No, we're secure in Christ. We are all, if you are a believer in Christ, you are in Christ. But his admonition is abide still. We can still like sometimes like not be having sustaining life from Christ. So the admonition is to abide still. Make that choice. Turn your heart in such a way that you're connecting to God. So it's like, I spend time with God. I would recommend trying to start off that day, albeit if it's 11 a.m. when you wake up on the break, whenever. Connect. Start that day off and walk away with the mindset of, I want my heart to be in a connected. And that doesn't mean like you gotta be praying like all right, let me pray real quick every 30 seconds. That's not what it looks like. I think it's turning your heart to God and saying, God, I want to walk with you today. The words used in Galatians is just walk in the Spirit, keep step with the Spirit. And that's what it's walking with the omnipresent God. You get to talk to him, pray and hear from him in the word, but we don't have to come here to be walking with him. We can walk with him and abide with him throughout the day. So that's my encouragement. Abide in Christ. If you want to have a successful break, turn your heart to abiding in Christ. and not just the event that, hey, every 3 days I'm going to abide in Christ by opening my Bible. No, our heart turning to Christ. And a great way to do that is starting in the Bible. So I've got Candace found a couple different reading plans. And so I've got a few up here. One is a big one, if you so like it, challenges. Not that the other one's a lot, too, but one's a little bigger than the other. It's 30 days. It's just hard to find the random days that y'all are home. So if you start it after, or you can start it now, whenever, maybe you go take the full 30 days until the semester when you get back. One is the theme is 30 days with Christ, just kind of going through the prophecies. It's a great time to do that. Obviously, like Christmas, Christ is the reason of the celebration. You wouldn't know that. But yeah, to think on him during this season of giving and receiving, and just to remember what it's all about. And the other 30 days is to read the New Testament in 30 days. That is can be done. I think last break at UF, I'm trying to remember if it was done. Some guys were trying to read the whole Bible in 30 days over the break. They got really close. What's that? Yeah, they're playing online. So, hey, 30 days, I mean, you'd be surprised. You can just knock it out. You're like, man, I don't have an hour to read the Bible, but I got 4 hours to watch a movie every day. I don't know. Not that you do that. I did that. But so, you do not need to do that one. But I challenge you, what a great use of your break to say, man, I read the whole New Testament. Maybe you've never done that before. What a great chance. And that's going to help you. That's not just abiding. Hey, I read, I'm abiding. No, it's part of the process. And so I encourage you to start with the Bible, hear from him, turn your heart in such a way that you're walking with him. Say, I want to follow you. I want to live out what I just read, and I want to be connected. And the picture here, obviously, the branch in the tree. So you have an apple tree, and it's connected to the apple tree. And how do you know that it's a healthy tree? What happens? It makes apples. Yeah, that's how you know it's an apple tree. Yeah, absolutely, yes. The same thing happens with us in this imagery. He says, if you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. And that's my hope for you, that you would bear fruit. Now, when I hear this passage, you know, fruit can just, I mean, it's just talking about Christ's work in you. But I think in Galatians 5:22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control. There's another one I think I'm missing. Faithfulness. There we go. I think that's the other one. Yeah. Great things that could come out of your time of abiding in Christ. Now, what tends to try to come out during break, once again, like I said, was laziness, usually not gratefulness. I complain, strife. Your parents start saying, where are you going tonight? I'm like, for 9 months, you have not had to have anybody ask you where you're going tonight. And all of a sudden, they ask, and you're going to fly off and be all mad at them, because it's like, don't you know I'm my own person? You know, you've been there, done that. Your parents just care, you know? And so what would be patience? If we're connected to Christ and we're abiding in Christ, man, it might annoy you, but man, if we're connected and say, I'm going to follow God and I'm going to act out of patience towards my parents, they might not know what hit them. And that would be awesome. And you know what? In verse 8, when it says, give glory to God, guess what? Your parents would be like, what the heck happened? And you can say, God, glory to God. Because they're going to know it wasn't you. They know better. No offense. They've known you for a long time. It was me too. You know, what a great use of your break if your parents would be like, what happened this semester? And does it mean that the semester's been I mean, I would assume, unless a miracle has happened, that the semester has been awesome, and you've spent your every day you've spent some time in the Bible. If you did that, you're amazing, and the Spirit of God was on you, fully leading you in. I mean, that would be amazing if that happened. I know there's ups and downs, so I'm not saying you have to have done very well this semester to go home and try to do well over the break. It just takes the disposition to choose and say, I'm gonna spend it well. I'm gonna go home and have a successful break. So you start producing fruit. I want to encourage you to go home and some of that fruit that can be produced. I mentioned one: parents ask you a question, don't fly off and yell out at them and get all mad. I don't know about you. Growing up, my dad always said, "Take out the trash," and I'd always forget. And he said, "The trash is full." I'm like, "I didn't know." He's like, "Well, you should check it." And like, who checks the trash randomly throughout the day, right? Like, you're walking. I don't know. I mean, at our house, it was always the boys taking the trash out. And my dad, like, expecting me to, like, walk by and, like, I wonder if the trash is full. And I'd go look. And then that's – no. Go check and take the trash out before your parents ask you to. Wash some dishes before your parents ask you to. That will be crazy stuff. That doesn't happen anywhere, you know. Go home and serve. Just be a blessing because you're abiding in Christ. Not to be like, hey, look at me, mom and dad, but to abide in Christ – and that the works of righteousness in you would begin to love your parents who have taken care of you all your life, your mom, your dad, your siblings who might not be walking with Christ even, or friends that just don't treat you right. How will you go home? We're all in different situations. Home is different for all of us. But how can you go home and produce fruit and give glory to God? By abiding in Him. Just the last couple thoughts on abiding in Him. We get a lot of benefits. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be given to you. And the trick is here, as we abide in Christ, we don't start asking for Ferraris. Those things kind of get pushed to the side. Abiding in Christ, we start asking, I think, for the things of God. We ask for souls of men. Doesn't mean we can't ask for things like, hey, $2,000 to go to SDP, tuition next semester. I mean, those are things we can ask for. But he says, if you abide in me, you can ask things and I'll do it. And I think he wants to answer prayers. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. We get to abide in His love, the love of God, which is not like our love, which is like, matters how I'm feeling today, matters what you did yesterday. How I'm going to treat you. His love is steady and strong and faithful when we are not. And we get to abide in that. And there's security, just like Dion Song was saying. Jesus is the cure. We're secure in His hand. Nothing, no weapon can stand. We get to do that. That's just dwell on that over the break. So those are my last little thoughts about your break is... you would get a lot out of it. And, one last thing. Comes from verse 2. It says, every branch of mine that does not bear fruit. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So if you can go home and abide in Christ, it's not going to necessarily be easy. Pruning is cutting away of that which is dead and isn't producing fruit. And so I'm not going to say going home is going to be like an easy ride. Hey, I read my Bible and I'm abiding in Christ. Man, it's all going to be eaten. No, probably mean there's going to be a couple other testings, meaning some people are going to be maybe a little bit more upset at you or push your buttons a little harder because Christ wants to see more fruit. So that's my encouragement for you is to go home, abide in Christ. Say, you know what? I want to use this break for the glory of God. And then come back and not say, and many times I've talked to people, and I'm included in this. How was your break? It was okay. I wasted a lot of time. That's usually how I feel at the end. And please, go home, rest, have fun, watch movies, do what you want to do, have fun, but abide in Christ. And you can do that throughout the day. Produce fruit to glorify God. And that's my prayer for y'all. And it's my prayer for me and Nikki as we go home. We talk about it. It's like, oh, Lord, please help us. We don't want to be lazy. We want to complain. We want to lay on the couch. We don't want to serve. This is our break. It's our vacation. This is what I deserve. And you get a little part of that. But I'm telling you what, man, to abide in Christ, for our joy to be full, to glorify God, that is much, much better than sleeping, doing fill in the blank. It's different things for different people. Let me pray. I'm going to pray for y'all for your breaks. At the end, very end, after we do this, the senior part, there will be over here in the corner, I'll put out these reading plans. And then also I'll post them on the Facebook group in case we run out. You'll see which one's which. But I encourage you, go home with the plan. Ask someone to ask you how you're doing throughout the week, the break. Say, hey, will you just call me and ask if I'm doing this because I want to, but we need help to do it. Let me pray. Fathers, thank you for your faithfulness to us, your faithfulness to me in light of some of my breaks that just weren't so great, and that you were still good and faithful. And thank you for the great breaks I did have, Lord, of abiding in you and just the joy of knowing you more intimately after a break and being a blessing to people. Lord, just what a blessing that was. Lord, I pray for each of our the breaks and however that looks and wherever we go and whoever we're involved with, Lord, I pray and ask, Lord, that we would abide in you. Lord, I pray that we would glorify your name. Lord, I pray that our joy would be full. Lord, I thank you just for even the invitation that you've given us to spend time with you, to abide in your love, to ask things of you, and you said you will answer. The God of the universe, inviting me and us. We thank you, Lord. Let's pray for the rest of our night, Lord, that you would be honored. We thank you just for all that you've done, and we can celebrate the semester. And Lord, I pray that we wouldn't look on the semester and think about our failures and live in guilt and shame. Lord, I pray that we would believe on the cross and your work. If there's been failures recently and discouragements, Lord, just to trust in you and walk by the Spirit and in life that you've called us to. Let's thank you for that, Lord. Amen.